The Czech Telecommunications Authority has moved to open up the country's mobile calling market for new players. It is auctioning the frequencies of 800, 1800 and 2600 MHz, which is expected to fetch around 7.4 billion crowns. The bidding, which opened last week, will close on the 10th of September, and the winners should be announced by the end of the year. If the auction is a success, a new mobile phone operator could possibly bring down the high prices of mobile calls. But besides the existing mobile network operators, few new players have expressed interest in taking part. In this edition of Marketplace, I discuss the auction with Martin Vyletěl from the internet and telecommunications focused website lupa.cz.
The frequency 1800 MHz is usually used as a GSM. And it's used for voice services and data services such as GPRS and Edge. And the 800 megahertz frequency is usually used for high-speed data. And I think that the 800 frequency would be for the current operators the most interesting frequency because they can use it for LTE technology, which is used for high-speed internet connection.
Why is the Czech Telecommunications Authority auctioning the frequencies in the first place?
The frequencies are auctioning because of the release of the frequencies, which were thanks to switch to digital broadcast, TV broadcast from analog. And the digital TV broadcast doesn't need such size of band as analog. And there are also, of course, the economic reasons, because the Czech government will be given, I guess, minimum 7 billion of Czech crowns from the auction. So, I mean, in the time of the crisis, it's a good amount of money for the government. When everyone has to cut its budgets.
Are the frequencies being auctioned separately or in one package? In other words, do people expect that one company will take all or will it be split into several parties or several firms that are interested?
There are a few packages, so it is possible that it would be split, but it is also possible that there will be a company which could buy more of the packages.
Well, one thing is the fast internet, the LTE technology, and another, of course, issue is whether a fourth mobile phone operator will come. What are the conditions for those interested in running a fourth mobile network in the Czech Republic?
Well, I have heard a lot of complaints, but I think that that we should wait to the auction. And only then we can say if the conditions were interesting for a new player or not.
Do you expect yourself that a fourth mobile network will emerge on the Czech market?
It is possible, but I'm not sure if the fourth mobile operator will be able to offer better prices than those current. Because if you are making a new mobile network, you need to invest lots of money. And if you have to invest lots of money, you probably need to pay those investments back. And if you do not have a reasonable revenues, then, you know.
Well, there's been many complaints over the years that mobile phone or mobile calling in the Czech Republic is more expensive than other countries. Some commentators noted that the operators invest less into the network than they do in other countries, yet the price is higher. Why is that? I mean, doesn't that guarantee revenue more than anywhere else?
I think the problem is in the competition. In the Czech market, there are three current mobile operators, and there is no competition which would push them to give the end users reasonable prices. But in the corporate sphere, what we can see that there is much more competition, so the mobile operators are able to come up with reasonable prices. So if the fourth mobile operator will come, there will probably be some changes.
Out of the three current operators, as you mentioned, Vodafone, T-Mobile, and Telefónica, I think that they all express interest in taking part in the auction. But not many other companies, not many other newcomers, perhaps with the exception of the financial group PPF. Does it really reflect the reality that the big players are not interested in entering the market? Or do you think that perhaps when the bidding process is closed in September, the situation will be different?
I think that the situation will be different because we don't really know how big the interest actually is. Because as far as I know, nobody publicly declared its interest. But there are some speculations about some companies such as PPF, as you mentioned, or Dial Telecom or GTS Novera, or some companies, maybe Chinese or Indian, who want to enter the European market. It will be like a good chance to enter through the Czech Republic. We will see the real interest no sooner than the companies will have to declare their interest.
Do you think the Czech Republic and the Czech market, which is quite small and, as you said, quite closed perhaps, or with very little competition, would it be a good starting point for companies from India and China to enter the European market?
I think they can test their technologies here, and they can test also their marketing strategies. And the Czech market is pretty small, and I think it's advantage because you don't need to invest so much money than compared to some bigger European countries.
Well, coming back to the high prices of calling, somebody's very obviously not doing their job. What do you think the problem is? Why are the operators allowed to work with such little competition and drive their prices up compared to other countries? I mean, does it mean that the authorities are not doing their job, the regulators?
I would not say it's the authorities' fault only. I would say what could help would be if the Czech authorities push the current operators to open their networks and let other companies provide their services on the existing network. I mean, I am talking about the virtual operators, the companies which do not have to invest in building the network, and they can provide the services on existing network and just paying the current operators some amount of money.
I think actually there was news today that the Minister of Industry and Trade said they would push the operators into allowing this. So this would, you think, if it indeed happens, what will the effect be on the prices, do you think? How dramatically or not will they go down?
I think the prices definitely go down if it happens, and if the Czech Ministry of Trade and other authorities push on the current operators, there would definitely be companies which would like to be virtual operators, and they will definitely come with more reasonable prices than they are right now.
The Telecommunications Authority is accepting bids until the 10th of September, I think. When will it be clear whether a fourth operator will emerge on the market, and when do you think Czechs will be able to use the LTE technology once the 800 megahertz frequency is auctioned?
It will depend on many factors. Right now, the process of preparing the auction is much slower than it was said it will be. So I'm not sure when it will be closed. But if we are talking about the new mobile operator, it should cover at least 20% of the Czech Republic in 2 years. And as far as I know, the companies which are the current mobile companies and which are interested in LTE, they expressed their will that if they will be given the 800 frequency or some part of the spectrum, they will be deploying the LTE as quick as they can. So probably the next year, we can see the first cities or first locations covered with LTE technology.